You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today via Zoom, although we're not far from each other, Omaha to Lincoln today, but I have, and I'm going to say this, a true friend of mine, because we literally can talk for hours about nothing. So that's what a friendship is, right? But I have Jody Freeman, who is in the Business Boosters chapter in Lincoln, Nebraska, and her business is Dream Catchers. And the reason I have her on today is this is another one where we're going to focus on nonprofits within BNI. And I've done a couple podcasts on this, but none of them have I been so close and got to experience the experience that I have than with Jody and Dreamcatcher. So Jody, how are you doing today?
Fabulous. How are you doing?
I cannot complain. I've been excited for this podcast. And here we are now where the dream, no pun intended, I think I'm going to say it a couple times, has come true. So I'm going to start off with the experience I got to have when this idea started. So I got asked, I was visiting her chapter. So I just did a BNI education, nothing exciting. So Jody comes up there to share this dream that she had. And I'm like, oh, this sounds kind of interesting. I know she's a go-getter, so this will be great. And as Jody shared this story, it really was this idea, this concept that she was just drawn to do. And I know a lot of us out there, especially in the business world, we have those moments where we're drawn to do something, but we don't always act on it. And this is one of those that she acted on, and it's an awesome success story. So what happened?
You know, it has just absolutely blown up. And I'm going to back up just a second. I woke up in the morning going, I just dreamed about what I'm supposed to do with my life. Like, but the whole thing happened because of BNI. Okay. So first of all, you get to that when you're doing the bio and you get to the what you don't know about me thing. And I thought, here's what people don't know about me. I'm going to go ahead and share this. But first of all, before I even got to that point with it, we had had a business coach in our group and I was kind of struggling with what should I do with my life. I loved my job that I had. I loved what I was able to do in the community with my job that I had. But I was also coming to the point where it was time to make a change. And so when I sat down with this business coach she had retired and she was no longer in the chapter, but I only knew her because of the chapter. So we sat down and we had a long talk about the different kinds of things I wanted to do. And I brought up Dream Catchers. And I'm not even sure I had the name for it yet at the time, other than it was a dream. And I told her about it. And you got to know Bina. I mean, you just got to know her. And she looks at me and she goes, well, duh, that's what you're supposed to do, lady. Get moving. Okay. So then I think it was like a week or two went by before it was my turn to be featured speaker. Hmm. And I decided to use that what you don't know about me piece to tell about Dream Catchers. And so I did. And so what Dreamcatchers is, I'll give you the background on that. I grew up as a little girl. My grandpa was a farmer and he farmed up in Northeast Nebraska, and he had three horses, a paint and quarter horses for, you know, anybody that knows anything about horses. And I loved them. I mean, they were my best friends. And so when I was like seven, my grandpa bought me a Shetland pony. I don't recommend Shetland ponies to anybody. They are little furry demons.
They're sassy, aren't they?
They're very sassy, but my grandpa, being my grandpa, was all about the life lessons, right? So our talk was that if I could handle this pony, he would have his quarter horse mare bred and I would raise the baby.
Okay.
So when I was 11, we had a baby and I raised her until I was 19. And there are so many life lessons in horses. They are, you know, my program is not a therapy program, but horses are four-legged therapists. Mm-hmm. They just, there's a bond with humans and people. And I had to give up my horses when I went to college and I had kids and life happened and whatever. And about 4 years ago, I was blessed with the opportunity to be able to adopt a horse from a rescue here just outside of Lincoln. And that grew into my middle daughter adopting a horse, and that grew into my youngest daughter adopting a horse. And I looked at my daughters and I saw the growth, and I thought back to my cousins and my siblings, and I saw the growth that we all had because of these horses. And I looked around and there are 8-ish therapy places. So I knew we didn't need another therapy group, but I'm also a 4-H leader for a horse club. And I have kids approach me at the fair. I have people approach me all the time and they say, my granddaughter or my daughter or my son or my whoever wants to learn about horses. Can they come ride your horses? Which anybody who has horses know that, you know, you have a horse, everybody wants to come ride it.
Right.
I thought, you know, there's something here. And that's when I had the dream. And my grandpa in the dream said to me, hun, these horses were given to you as a gift. You need to share your gift. And so I let that simmer for a month or two. And then a friend of mine called me and she said, hey, my kids want to ride a horse. And their poppy in the Dominican Republic had horses and he just passed away. And the only thing that they talk about is poppy's horses and how they'll never get to ride horses again. And if that wasn't a smack upside the head, I don't know what was. And so I said, well, that's kind of funny because here's this dream I had. And she brought him down. And then I started thinking, you know, my education, my background is in nonprofit administration. I know how to run a nonprofit, and I'm tired of working for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I went and I had the conversation with Bina, and she smacked it. I get a lot of smacks upside the head. So I shared my dream at BNI that day, and you guys, I was scared. I was shaking. I don't know, Brandon, I don't know if you could tell how bad I was shaking standing there.
The only reason I knew it was a little different is I've seen you present before in front of them, and it was a different tone, a different feel. So I knew there was passion behind it. Like, I'm going to jump off the limb here.
Yeah, yeah. And so I did. I shared it with them. And, you know, I knew that I would need someone to help me with the articles of incorporation. Thank you. See, I knew I'd need some help with that. So there had been an attorney in the group, and her office manager helped me draft the articles of incorporation. My board members, other than my husband and my daughter, who I wanted on my board because I needed them on my board members are all BNI members.
That's awesome.
We have a CPA, and every now and then he'll check in with me. Did you do this? Did you do that? Have you done this? Have you done that? There's just so many people involved, and my chapter has come behind me and wrapped around me and made donations, whether it's, you know, Jody, here's 10 bucks extra that I had this week, go buy the horses some treats, or my business wants to help support your business.
Yes.
And I mean, they've just totally wrapped around me, and so much of what I have, whether it's participants, whether it's donations, all of those things have become solidified because of my BNI chapter. Without my BNI chapter, you know, I wouldn't have had, and here's the other great part about it. 6 weeks ago, a little over 6 weeks ago now, I quit my full-time job.
I knew this. I got to share this, and she switched her seat in BNI. Now she's
switched her seat in BNI. And I mean, that was never, ever a question. It was right. Like, okay, so I have this meager little marketing budget. You know, when I looked at my budget and I talked with Brandon about it, I said, I have to do it. It would be dumb for me not to spend my marketing budget on a BNI membership and on my monthly dues. Yeah, I have business cards. Yeah, I have some rack cards. Yeah, we have some other little things that we can hand out. But those are, you know, 50 bucks here, 50 bucks there. But for me to take the leap and make that commitment to BNI, it was a no-brainer. Because without that support and without those friendships and without those relationships, Dreamcatchers would not be. And so that's where we are. And if there's a success story in BNI, it's dream catchers.
I would agree.
Because it was the slap upside the head and the encouragement and the support that got me where I am.
So this is why I wanted you to come and do this podcast. This is not a go do XYZ in your BNI chapter and you'll get these results. And I want to be very clear. Jody had strong passion and strong dedication, not just to her BNI chapter, but to her Rotary group, to the nonprofit she was involved in. But for our listeners, what I want you to get out of this is be that success story and don't be scared to share it with somebody. And the best people you can is your BNI chapter. We all want to see each other succeed. Givers gain, passing referrals. That's what it all revolves around. And this is like, I saw this. They were so excited to help you because of how much you had done for them. So excited to help you. And I think that was that rocket that shot you because you had enough people saying, do this. It's almost, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's almost you got the sense of, I would let them down if I didn't do it at this point. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, renewing my membership, changing my seat, all of those things. People came to me and said, you know, when I announced that I was leaving my full-time job, people said, don't leave our chapter.
I believe I said that.
I'm not planning on it. But I don't know. I preach all the time. BNI makes success stories. So if you're thinking about inviting people, share my story. Have them call me. Do we want to throw my phone number out there? I don't care. Have people call me or text me.
Nope, they can find you at BNI Connect. It is Jody Freeman.
Yeah, BNI Connect. Jody Freeman.
I'll tell you what, you can throw an email address out there.
Let's do it. So it's Jody, J-O-D-I, at dreamcatchersride.org.
Perfect.
And you can have people shoot me an email if they're thinking about what can BNI do for my business. I'll share that success story. I'll share it all over the world if we need to. My daughter she knows the success and she sees what BNI has done for me. She's 16 years old. She's going to be a junior in high school. She loves to sub for our chapter.
Yep.
Like she loves our chapter so much that every Wednesday afternoon, hey mom, have you got emails from anybody who needs a sub? Last week I had 3 texts. We need Maddie. But she has the passion to do it because she's seen the success that I've had, that Dreamcatchers has had. My daughter, who's a massage therapist out in Colorado, same thing. You know, she went to her business owner and said, we got to find a BNI chapter.
That's fantastic.
So, you got to do it. You got to do it.
I said I was going to let you say any final thoughts, but I think you nailed it. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please like, share, and leave us a comment. And if there's ever a topic you'd like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Jody, thank you so much for sharing your story. I'm sure it's an inspiration for our listeners. And like she said, reach out to her if you need anything, and she'll help you, right?
Anybody can reach out to me.
And just so you know, that is Jody for you. And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.